You and I are just like that because we tend to land teams right on or just before major news breaks on them. We just did an hour with Matt Venzel at Minnesota Star Tribune last hour breaking down the Minnesota Vikings. And this is going to alter our predictions coming up at the end of the show.
Majorly.
Because during that interview, we heard what sounded like a siren like go off in the background. And he sort of paused in the interview. And then what happened was we found out later that that was not some just random siren or a horn or something. That was to call practice off. Because an ambulance was coming because Teddy Bridgewater just went down with a knee injury in a non-contact drill. And to make matters worse, it's one of those injuries where players around him took off their helmet, threw it down, started cursing, and then got down in prayer.
Matt, I just texted Matt Venzel to ask what he saw or what he had. And he said, it's not good, just left in the ambulance. Nobody's talking. Everybody's pissed off, basically.
Oh, that is the worst. See, now you and I are like, hey, we got the Minnesota Vikings on one of the biggest sports, NFL stories of the day. Teddy Bridgewater going down with an injury. But at the same time, that's it. If this is as bad as what we're indicating, and again, we'll know later when they evaluate it. But here's the thing: I trust players when it comes to this kind of stuff.
100%.
If I see a player throw his helmet down and start cursing because the quarterback went down with an injury, I don't expect the MRI to be, oh, the MRI is negative. It's all good. You're just a little sprain. Just a little. He'll be in a brace. He'll be back in 2 days.
Think about this.
Doing that means it's bad.
Think about this. They called off practice. They stopped it.
Yeah, it's over.
They 25 minutes is all it lasted. That's it. And they called off practice because everybody's too shaken up to continue to play. And that's what happens when your star quarterback goes down with a serious injury. Not, you know, if he would have tweaked his ankle or maybe even sprained his knee, they would have kept practicing. This is bad.
Would have walked off, got into the trainer's room, got it looked at, some ice, you know, maybe called a doctor over, see if it needs to be evaluated further. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And then they would have just rolled along whoever was the backup quarterback there, and they would have just rolled along. But to stop practice, to throw the air gun or air horn, to stop practice, to call an ambulance, to have players that visibly upset. And again, this reminds me, look, when I was a kid, Joe Theismann went down with that injury. And the most vivid thing I remember outside of the fact that I saw it in an instant replay 50 times was Lawrence Taylor jumping up screaming for somebody to get on that field to take him. Like, he knew immediately. He knew immediately it was bad. He started jumping up, screaming for the Redskin trainers to get on that field to take care of the quarterback. When players do that, they know. Whatever this was, however he went down, why he went down, whatever, it was bad enough to distraught that team to a point where they've called off practice, players are visibly upset, an ambulance has been called. This is terrible. Absolutely terrible. And again, we get predictions at the end of every show, and I was all set to give my, hey, this is going to be a 12-win team. I think they're ready to take that next step. There's a lot to like. This alters everything. This alters everything. Again, we'll know more, and maybe this is a false alarm, but it would be a small percentage that it is given the evidence. The evidence is this is major, this is really, really bad, and I'm going to stick by it because I trust players when it comes to this thing.